sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, October 14th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, Tarek Skubal did something on Saturday that he's never done before. Ever in his major league professional pitching life. And, of course, it had to happen in Game 5 against the Cleveland Guardians in Cleveland. Tarek Skubal loaded the bases and gave up a grand slam. That was the difference in the game. They lost 7-3. They had one heck of a run, basically with one starting pitcher, and then pitching chaos. The bullpen, guys coming in and out, pitching the other three, four games in between Tarek Skubal's starts. He lost the game 5. They're out. Cleveland is facing the New York Yankees. The New York Mets are facing the LA Dodgers. Dodgers won last night, absolutely smoked the Mets 9-0 in their first game. Tonight is the first game of Cleveland Guardians against the New York Yankees. They had a great run, great year. Lot of fantastic future baseball is coming to Detroit and Michigan next year. Looking forward to it. Detroit Lions absolutely destroyed the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas yesterday, 47-9. But in the process, our best defensive end, Adrian Hutchinson, is out for the year. Broke his leg. Not even sure how it happened. I watched the replays. Can't figure it out. Just broke a bone in his leg. Surgically going to have it repaired. Put it in a cast. Have to go through rehab. I doubt if he's going to be back. He's out for the year. And it's unfortunate, because he was having a most valuable player year, I believe with 5.5 or 6 sacks already, and just unbelievable pressure on the quarterback every single play. He will be missed. But they are 4-1 and looking forward to the next game against Minnesota Vikings. Sherry Lefebvre over in Onaway, that was gruesome. Yeah, it was bad. But we go on, we move on. We're having a fantastic year for the Lions, just like the Tigers ended up doing well. Taking the Cleveland Guardians to Game 5 was a huge, huge accomplishment. Major step forward. And I'm almost glad they didn't win, and I'll tell you why. because if they made it to the Yankees, they probably would have lost there. But if they made it to the World Series, there's no way one starting pitcher was going to get you through seven games of a World Series. They would have ended up losing badly, almost probably being embarrassed, except for, of course, when Tarek Skubal pitched. So they need more starting pitching. Hopefully these young guys can get their act together. Casey Mize, Manning, all these other guys they have in their system. We shall see. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. You know, one of the things I find to be interesting is these campaign ads. Again, watching Tiger baseball in the playoffs on Saturday, the Lions game yesterday, a few other sporting events, different things, different games. YouTube try to watch a YouTube video. I get a lot of links from you guys. You know, I think that we have to get to a point where we know that some of these ads are blatant lies, flat out. Blatant lies that they know when these PACs put these ads out, they know full well they're stretching the truth at best, flat out lying at worst, just to be in a situation to make their candidate do better, the other guy do worse. Because that's basically what this is. This right now, folks, what we're living through for the next 3 weeks, basically. It's tomorrow, Tuesday, the 15th, the 22nd, the 29th, and November 5th. 3 weeks from tomorrow, what we're basically facing is what's called favorability, unfavorability. You want to make the other guy unfavorables go up while making your favorables go up. That's the way the game is played. If you can make the other guy look worse and make yourself look better, that's the tactics you want to use. But when you see these ads, you got to ask yourself a very basic question. What is your gut telling you? Is this the truth, or are they twisting or flat out lying about this particular candidate? Now, one of the things I find very interesting starts at the top of the ticket. We're going to talk about the president for a second. These common man ads that Kamala Harris' campaign is supporting, the common man, the clip about Donald Trump saying, "I'm as rich as hell, and I'm going to give you tax cuts." Well, Donald Trump's going to give tax cuts to his billionaire friends. Well, I'm not a billionaire. And Kamala Harris will make billionaires and corporations pay their fair share while looking out for us little guys. She's going to cut our taxes but increase theirs. Folks, that's a bald-faced lie. That's a bald-faced lie. Because, again, corporations don't pay taxes. They're a business. They're a corporation. They're a company. They take whatever taxes, whatever expenses of doing their business, factoring into their price of their goods, products, or services. And who pays it? We do. The very common man they're describing, the very common man they're talking about. Kamala Harris wants to raise the corporate tax to 28% from the 21% it is right now. If Kamala Harris gets elected president, we are going to see a mass exodus of companies out of the United States. Technically, filing their articles of incorporation in other countries and not being obligated to pay a penny of taxes here in the United States, even though they may be headquartered here, even though their operations may be here, their manufacturing plants are here, their offices are here. But by simply filing your articles of incorporation in a different country, dissolving your articles in this country, you avoid Kamala Harris's 28% income tax on corporate income. Now, Donald Trump has already come out and said that if he's reelected, he's lowering it even further from 21%, which he did back when he was president before, down to 15%. If Donald Trump does that, we will be the lowest corporate tax rate in the world. Articles of incorporation, place of where your business is doing its business, is where you're obligated to pay those taxes. Kamala Harris's plan, 28%, will cause businesses to file in other countries. Donald Trump's plan is to lower it to 15%. We will have corporations flocking in here like nobody's business. We will be the leader in the world. In doing so, we will have more companies paying into Washington than any other time in our history. It will be so much revenue increase, it will be unbelievable. That's point number one. Point number two, energy costs. Have you noticed a slight lowering of the gas prices? Have you noticed that? I have. Across the state, as I've been traveling, doing different appointments and different things, even locally in Traverse City, able to get gas for $3.03 a gallon. Downstate, Paw Paw, Michigan, $2.99. It's right before the election, so they're trying to do their best to get the prices down. It's just manipulating the market right before people vote. Let's lighten their load. Let's see, pulling up, just opening Gas Buddy without searching for any particular cheap location. Prices from $3.10, $3.11, $3.16, $3.19. And if I go to some place like, let's check Gaylord, for example. Gaylord, Michigan. Okay. Why did that? Oh, okay, I see. Now, if you go to Gas Buddy or other gas apps, you'll find that Gaylord, for example. Why is that pulling up North Dakota? I'm in Michigan. There we go. Let's hit this one here. So if we go to Gaylord, wow, look at the prices over there this morning. At the Speedway, it's $2.85. Posted price, $2.95. Walmart, Murphy USA Oil, $2.86. Myers, $2.86. It's below $3 a gallon in Gaylord. Haven't seen those prices in a long time. The other prices of energy you need to look at, electricity, propane, heating expenses coming up for this winter. And lastly, the third component to this, food. That's the biggest one that's still lingering the highest. Wanted to have BLTs yesterday during church. We carry church services every Sunday from 11 to noon right here with Pastor Chatfield's church, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake. Went up to the local market. Vicki and I like the thick hickory smoked bacon, pound and a half, $13.79 for a pound and a half. Heather lettuce, $2.99. I mean, you know, the thing of it is, when you look at prices, when you look at energy costs, when you look at all these things that are embedded into the products we buy, like corporate taxes, you got a very simple question to ask yourself. Kamala Harris wants to raise it to 28. Donald Trump wants to cut it to 15. She would be almost double Donald Trump's corporate tax rate. Is that really giving his billionaire friends corporate cutting of taxes? Is that really what it's doing? Or is that actually going to trickle down to the price of their goods and services, their products that we, the little people, buy. If we buy a product that was having to pay a lower corporate tax, the price would be lower because of competition. Again, going to the stores, look at any products. Shampoo, just one off the top of the head. Well, guess what? How many different shampoos are there in the shampoo aisle at Meijer's or Walmart or even your local grocery store market? Because you have selections, because you have choices, it's called competition in the marketplace. Depending on where their articles of incorporation is, based on the corporate taxes they pay, well, guess what? Shampoo's going to be cheaper. Everything will be cheaper. Downstate Kim, on the news this morning, gas averaged last year $3.45, this year $3.40, down 5 cents over the last year. But I'm talking about right now, the current prices 3 weeks before the election. Gaylord's at $2.86 this morning. And I saw Pawpaw was at $2.99 earlier last week. So it's just a manipulation of the market. That's all they're doing. Again, that's why you have to take all of this into stride. Are they doing it to make people feel pretty good about their pocketbooks as they're heading to the polls in 3 weeks? Absolutely. Manipulating the market. But again, the ads, you have to look at that. Now, also, during the show just now, I got a text message talking about these debate rallies in Southfield, 10 Mile Road, today, Monday, October 14th at 3:30, will be a debate rally. Signs provided, come out and show your support for Mike Rogers, U.S. Senate candidate, Republican. Debate, I believe, WXYZ, Channel 7, down ABC affiliate down in Detroit. I believe that's what it is. Let's see. Sign up below. Okay, that's what they're looking for. Yes. Yes. So basically, a pre-debate rally. Second and final U.S. Senate debate of 2024. Refreshments and signs will be provided. 20777 West 10 Mile Road in Southfield. Starting at 3:30 today. So, the second and final debate will be tonight. Are you guys going to watch it? We have a meeting for the Antrim County Conservative Union at Torch Lake Township. We start at 7 o'clock. We go until 8:30. Then I'll probably check out the debate after it's recorded and up on YouTube. You got to know the truth. You got to sense it. And what does your gut tell you? Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning